Calgary Hitmen set to open up their 2014-15 season. Season tickets still available. You get your season tickets, you get one of those exclusive 20th anniversary Hitmen jerseys, which I've not yet seen. But I hear they're really great.
Now, you don't want 960 and Boomer on the back. You just want a blank jersey, just to be frank. I mean, if it was going to land on the table, that's how you'd prefer it.
I'd happily go pick one up myself. But what I'm saying, if I were to get one
for free
on my own, there's no way I'd put anything on the back. I'd be happy just to have the 20th anniversary Hitmen jersey, kind of the throwback with the pink and the gray and that. I would never put anything on the back.
You're comfortable in anonymity in public.
I just think then you could wear it to the game and not feel, you know, it's just what you'd wear to the game.
All right. It's fair.
Nothing on the back. We were talking this morning. We're going to be joined by the alternate governor and president of hockey operations, Kelly Kisio. And there it is. Jason DeForest. Now, again, there have been a few things in the last few days, Jay. What happened before we bring our next guest on? I apologize, he's waiting, but what happened?
It appears I read the text wrong.
What did you... So we... Kelly Kisio coming on the show this morning. What does it say in the text?
Brent Kisio.
You blew it! Mm-hmm.
Well done, Jay.
Assistant GM, associate coach Brent Kisio.
Yeah, well, in fairness...
It's a nice title.
I'm happier this way. I don't want to talk to the old man. Give me Brent Kisio any day of the week. Brent, what's going on?
What's going on, gentlemen?
Happy to talk to you. I don't need the old man. What's he going to... He's not just going to sit there and he's not going to tell me anything. I might get something out of you. Good to talk to you again. The new season, new head coach, new jerseys. It's hard not to get excited, right? What can you tell us, I guess, about the preseason and as we get set for the first game of the year?
Well, we're very excited. We think we have a very, very good hockey team this year, and obviously, there's been some changes in the offseason, and like you said, the new jersey, but we think things are shaping up pretty well. Preseason went very good for us, and we're currently missing quite a few guys at NHL camp, but it's a good problem to have with that many guys away. We have nine guys away right now, and we're working through it, and I think come opening night, we'll be ready to go.
Mark French is the new head coach. Obviously, you work together. It takes a little time, doesn't it? I'm not sure your relationship with Mark prior to him coming into being the head coach, but how long does it take? How do you go about just getting to know each other and getting comfortable with each other's tendencies and getting to know each other behind the bench as well?
Well, yeah, it's definitely going to be a work in progress. I didn't know him before coming here, but he's been around a lot, obviously, with the KHL last year and Hershey before that. So he knows what he's talking about, and it's exciting. You get to learn some new things, and obviously you have some different views on things, but he's a head coach, so he wins most of the arguments.
Yeah, that's been my understanding and experience too. You mentioned nine players away at NHL training camps. It's a badge of honor for a team. Obviously, you're doing something right between drafting, developing, and all of that. But as you say, it does make things a little bit touch and go to start the season. Of the nine, how many do you expect to get back, and how many are you pretty much prepared to say so long to?
We think there's a good chance we'll get them all back. So it's you never know. You want the best for the kids, and hopefully the longer they stay, the better it is for them, and we'll be proud of them. But I think at the end of the day, there's a good chance they're all going to be back. Jake Virtanen's obviously hurt right now. If he wasn't hurt, I think he would have a chance to make the Canucks this year. But with his injury, I think there's a good chance we'll see him back as well. So it's kind of a waiting game right now. We'll see who comes back, and if some guys don't, we'll live with it, and we'll be proud of them. But as it looks, there's a good chance they'll all be back.
I know Greg Chase signed his contract with the Edmonton Oilers. Was there, obviously, there's a chance that turning pro or what have you. What's his status?
I think we'll get him back as well. I think he's going to have a good chance to make World Junior this year. Obviously, with him being 19, he'd have to make the NHL club to stay. So with the Oilers, they got a lot of good young guys. It could be debatable on what the station thinks of him, but I'm not going to delve into that.
All right.
But I think he'll be back. He had a good year last year. I think he has a lot to grow on that year, and I think he's going to have a good shot to make World Junior. So he's got a lot to play for this year. So it's going to be, for him, it's a big, big year, and he obviously has a contract now, which we're excited for him, and I'm sure he's really excited about. But there's still a lot of work to be done.
Chatting with Brent Kisio of the Calgary Hitmen here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Funny note on Chase, if he's born like a day earlier, literally, he would be eligible to play in the American Hockey League one day early. Geez, this is how funny these dates in junior hockey can change a roster.
Yeah, we're glad he held off there. But the birth dates, I know with the analytics and everything now, I'm sure there's been some big debates on where you're drafting guys and where you're picking guys, because it is a huge part. So luckily for us, his birthday fell on the right day.
Now, what about Tambellini? Because he's another guy that does have a contract. And for you guys, there's a heavy price to pay. You certainly would hope you'd get 2 years out of him, I'm guessing.
Yeah, he's a guy that, again, kind of Helgeson, Tambellini, Helgeson signed, Tambellini's not. And I believe New York's pretty tied up for contracts. So I think Tambellini has a good chance to be back just because of probably more circumstances with New York being against the wall with their 50 contracts. Helgeson's a signed guy, but he's only played 1 year forward and basically half a year last year forward. Anaheim signed him as a forward, so I believe the understanding is that there's a good chance he'll be back as well, come back and play as a forward for us.
That's interesting, man. How did, I guess in that specific case, because I remember Helgeson as a defenseman, again, part of my 2-0 run as coach of the black and white game. Anyway, I don't want to get into that. But the decision, is that just based on team need at the time, or do you recognize some tendencies in his game that he would be better suited for a forward as opposed to being a defenseman?
Well, I think last year we did recognize some tendencies where he probably would have a better chance to play pro up front. So we shifted him up front and played him a few games there. And at the start, Anaheim, I don't think, was too excited about him. We got some calls and we're wondering if we put him back on D. And then when they actually came and washed him up front, they kind of grew on him and they actually wanted to see him play up front more often and eventually sign him as a forward. So it was a little bit of a different situation. You don't usually shift a guy partway through his career, but it worked out. And by the end, they were pretty excited and kind of put it back in our court that they wanted to see him stay as a forward. And if we did that, they would sign him. So somehow it worked out.
Yeah. The European spot, I know you drafted a youngster this past summer. You have Pavel Pedak, and you have Radel Fazlaev that is still kicking around. What, I guess, tell me the situation that exists with your European picks.
Yeah, we picked Pavel Karnikov, I believe is how you say his last name. He's a real, real skilled young kid this year in the import draft. And I think he's going to have a chance to be a very high pick this year in the NHL draft. So we also have Fazlaev and Pedakin as well. The only thing there is Pedakin's kind of a two-spot guy, being a European and overage.
Right.
So it obviously makes it a little bit harder to keep him. But he was signing the KHL, and then with kind of all the stuff that's been going on over there, he decided to come back. And I think if it's not with us, he's going to have a good shot to play in our league somewhere. But it's going to work itself out.
You look at this, and based on that, and obviously Hitman fans keeping their fingers crossed that all nine of these guys come back. I don't think it delays their careers any. You come back to junior, you play a lot, and you'll be better off for it. You must have, again, cautionary tale, but you must have some pretty high hopes for this season, because I know you graduate a goaltender as well, but Max Shields is back there, and he has demonstrated he can be a number one in this league. You look to be in fairly good shape.
Yeah, I think we're in real good shape. I think we have a team that's going to have a chance at the end of the day, and that's all you can ask for. I think last year, obviously, we thought we had a very good team as well, and some things didn't work out the way it should, but that's life. So I think this year coming in, we're excited. I think our fans are very excited, and management, as far as coaches as well, we think we have a great team. But paper is what it is. So we'll get to camp here, and we'll see who comes in, and I don't know how our roster is going to be opening night, but as long as it's a good roster on the last game of the season, we'll be happy.
Tell me about your defense. Obviously, Travis Sanheim, his story's been pretty well told, had a great second half to the year, comes in kind of an unknown from Manitoba, and then finds himself as a draft pick, a high draft pick of the Philadelphia Flyers. I see another Sanheim on the roster. But let's just talk about the blue line. And for fans that will be coming back to the rink, maybe to the home opener, that's where the fresh faces, the names that maybe you won't recognize, seem to be predominantly on the blue line. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's very fair. We're going to be a little bit younger this year. We've lost a few of our older guys, Risley and Roach, and obviously now with Helgeson moving up front, it does change things, and it changes the picture on the back end. But with where Thomas got to last year, and then Sanheim being younger guys, probably more 5-6 guys for us are going to carry a heavy load this year and probably be more 1-2-3 guys. So Travis obviously had a great year last year. He kind of had an okay first half of the season, and then obviously took off the second half, and that's why I believe it was about the 18th overall pick. So it was an exciting year for our organization that way, with Travis doing so well and where he got picked. And then Thomas kind of I thought he had a great year the whole year. He just was very consistent, played well, and he was drafted as well, too. And then you can look at guys like Harmsworth, who was here last year, who's going to be probably one of the leaders on this team, and is going to he's kind of an unsung hero, but he's going to be a guy we rely on a lot more this year. And then we have some young guys coming in that I think are absolutely fantastic, and that you can almost look as Thompson, Sanheim types with Bean and with Morrison coming in. They're younger guys, but extremely skilled. And there's going to be some learning curves off the start, but I think if we can kind of get through those curves and just make sure we're playing them lots, they have great potential.
Junior hockey's a funny thing because you can't just it's difficult to forecast. You just don't know. You can have a lot of talent, but it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to win a lot of games. But with that said, around your division, what are you seeing happening across with the Medicine Hats, Lethbridge, Red Deers, and I guess league-wide, what do you see as far as teams to really look out for this season?
Well, I think on our side, again, I think it's going to be very competitive. You know, Kootenay's always there. They're very well coached. And then Medicine Hat's shaping up like they're going to be a very good team as well. So you can look at Red Deer. Every time we play them, it's a big rivalry, and there's some big games involved there. So there's going to be no lack of competition on our side. And I don't know who's going to come out on top or who's going to be fighting with us at the end, but there's going to be a bunch of teams there. If you go to the other side, I think Portland, again, is going to have a fantastic team, and that's just par for the course every year. It seems like now I don't think much is going to change there, and I think if you looked at the favorites, Portland's probably one of the favorites right now, and it's kind of been what they've done. And Seattle, and there's a couple other teams over there that are obviously going to push them hard and be right there as well. But overall in the whole league, Portland's probably the team to watch currently.
How have they done it? They've stayed really young while they've had success, and I don't know that I could look to any other teams that have been as young as they have and won as much as they have.
Yeah, they've done some things right there. I think off the start, some guys were kind of looking at, I'm not sure what they're up to, but they've tapped into the American market very well and pulled out some very high-skilled Americans, and that's helped, like Seth Jones and a couple other guys. When you put a top D-man in your squad that goes first or second overall or third or fourth wherever you went, that it helps a lot. So they've done some things a little bit differently, but where they've excelled is probably the American market, and they found a way to hit some home runs there.
So the New Jerseys, you like them?
Yeah, I think they look sharp. I think I don't know about your idea about no name bar on the back, but that could work, I guess.
Well, I'm just saying if a guy was getting one for himself, obviously you will have seen them in person. I have not. But you know, take me back in your life. Where were you in '95 when you know Brett the Hitman Hart and these pink jerseys came out? Because I remember it. I remember it well.
Where was I in 95? That's a good question. I was probably in San Jose somewhere, so I probably wasn't remembering the pink jerseys, but I was a Bret Hart fan. So yeah. I was a huge wrestling fan and definitely wore the glasses and was cheering for Bret Hart.
I think we got, fingers crossed, we might be getting Bret on the show here coming up later this week. Very cool, man. Best of luck as always. You don't cheat your fans. It's always, it seems like no matter what, you guys are in the mix, and it's great hockey. And obviously, with that many returning players, we'll get ready for another exciting year of Hitman hockey. Congrats to you, obviously, on back behind the bench, AGM title. You've come a long way. Continued success to you, my friend. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, guys. We'll see what we can do for that jersey for you.
All right.
Look at that.
There's Brent. There's Brent Kissio.
No name bar.
Brent Kissio, associate coach and assistant general manager of the Calgary Hitmen.